The very last part we encounter in our due diligence process is the legal due diligence. At this moment, it is necessary to have access to some specific documents. These are the shareholder agreement, the intellectual property, transfer agreement and patent filings, and the employment contracts. We usually start with the IP. The first goal is to know if the IP belongs only to the startup. That's because it often happens that it is still held by the founders, employees, or even third parties. This issue can be easily solved through an IP-transfer agreement. Sometimes, the intellectual property is not yet protected by a patent or, even worse, cannot be patented. Pay attention to this because it can prevent the startup from achieving a competitive advantage. We then move to the legal structure among the founders and investors. We start by looking into vesting agreements and if they are defined precisely. Especially the so-called bad lever events need to be defined in detail. We also check for contractual non-competition clauses in the shareholder agreement. Ideally, three types should be covered: independent prohibition of activity, prohibition of employment, prohibition to invest in companies that are directly or indirectly in competition. The final step of our legal due diligence and due diligence in general regards the labor code. Check for ineffective provisions or violations of mandatory labor law in the employment contracts or managing director service contracts.